From Nashville, Tennessee, Music City, USA, celebrating the African-American preaching tradition of excellence, here is the founder of soulpreaching.com, Elder Sherman Haywood Cox II.
Hello, my name is Sherman Haywood Cox II. I want to thank you for coming to this particular presentation, and I want to talk about answer a question. A question has come in: should you always end at the cross in a sermon? This is a very a question that comes up very often in my web presentations, in questions through email. The question always comes up: should you end in celebration? I mean, should you end at the cross? And there are definitely many preachers who would argue you ain't preached unless you end at the cross. And so I want to put together this short presentation to address that question. And the question really is not a easy one to answer just straight on the face of it. So I wanted to give some principles to help us before we go and answer the question. The first thing, the first principle that is that you should have a relevant conclusion. By that I mean your sermon should end with something that is relevant to that which you have preached. If you come in and say something that doesn't have anything to do with what you have preached, people have to make the decision: are they going to remember your conclusion, or are they going to remember your sermon? And when you keep in mind, another principle is that when you give a powerful conclusion, which is what many preachers, especially in African American preaching tradition, do, they may end in celebration. When you have a powerful conclusion, the only thing people are going to remember is what you ended with. So if you end powerfully and you end in a way that is not relevant to your sermon, then people are going to forget your sermon. And if people forget your sermon, then there was no reason for you to have preached your sermon. So the important principle number one is to have a relevant conclusion. Second point, as I said here, you should have a powerful conclusion, a powerful, relevant conclusion. Now let's go back to our question. The question was, should we always end in celebration? The answer to the question is, I would say no, you don't have to always end with the cross. However, there are some places where they believe you haven't preached unless you end at the cross. There are places where they force you to end at the cross. They really want you to end at the cross. And if that be the case, then it is important for you to have a relevant. What that means is that you must find a way to bridge the gap between the cross and your sermon. Your sermon must be relevant and related to the cross so that you have a relevant conclusion, because when you go to the cross, it is definitely going to be a powerful conclusion. So the answer that I say is no, you don't necessarily have to go to the cross every sermon. But if you are in one of those places where they require it, then I would say that you need to bridge the gap and make a relevant conclusion. Make it relevant. Make the cross relevant to your sermon. Ease into the cross as you are ending. A good book to do that is, I don't have the cover I wish I did. I don't have the dust cover on it, but this is Christ-Centered Preaching by Brian Chappell, which is a very good book that talks about finding the redemptive focus in the sermon. And here you are going to find the redemptive focus when you're preaching the sermon, which is going to make it easier to ease into the celebrative conclusion of the cross that you're going to present. So once again, this is Sherman Haywood Cox II. I encourage you to go to soulpreaching.com to find other resources just like this one. God bless you and keep on preaching.